than it is right now as they chase Michael McDowell.
Quite a thing of beauty to see everyone stacked up in three wide formation, dancing from lane to lane, throwing blocks. It's all great when it works, but when it goes wrong, that's when the chaos ensues. Right now, Michael McDowell is the ringleader of the chaos in three.
Nice speed on the part of Ryan Preece, however, on that bottom side. Braz Keselowski right behind him says, let's giddy up, and he does. Preece now gets a nose out of front, but here comes McDowell back on the outside.
They're looking like 36 Air Force Thunderbirds in formation at 191 miles an hour. Michael McDowell this time's got his teammate Todd Gilliland right behind.
The safest place to be is at the front of the pack where nothing bad can happen in front of you. His teammate Todd Gilliland right on his back bumper to keep him there. Ryan Preece runs for the moment to load in third. Then it's three wide the rest of the way.
The front three have shifted lanes. They all pull to the bottom lane of the racetrack. They ride up against the double yellow line at the bottom of the Alabama Gang Superstretch. Still, Austin Cindric leads the middle. He's in a three wide battle for third. Kyle Busch to his right elbow as well.
Kyle Busch simply will not go away. He's working that high outside line. Here they come. Looks like Justin Haley is right behind Busch, but he is stout. Busch now running alongside two other cars for the seventh position.
Ford Mustang Dark Horses occupy the top three spots. First Chevrolet is fourth in Kyle Busch, the highest running Toyota at the moment on this lap. Denny Hamlin back in the 14th spot. They go back to turn one.
And again, the lead is a single file affair with McDowell and Gilliland. Then it's Preece down low, side by side with Austin Cindric for position number two.
The lane that's prevailing right now is the middle. The third lane led by Kyle Busch starting to fade just a tad. It'll lose a position here, lose a position there. Now the leaders will move to the bottom. McDowell and Gilliland throw the block on Preece, and here comes Busch and company back to life.
Here he comes around that outside, dueling with Todd Gilliland, if you will, for that second spot, almost wheel to wheel. McDowell on that low side has the lead, bringing Gilliland and Kyle Busch and Ryan Preece behind.
Kyle Busch looking very good, teammates looking even better, and McDowell and Todd Gilliland as they lead back to the line. 25 laps complete. We got a long way to go in this one. 35 laps to go in stage number one. Michael McDowell leading over Todd Gilliland, Kyle Busch, Ryan Preece, and Austin Cindric. Top five. Justin Haley is up to six. Chris Buescher in front of his teammate and owner, Brad Keselowski. They go 7-8. Alex Bowman right now ninth, and Ryan Blaney is 10th.
Rest of the top 20 on this lap. Austin Dillon is 11th, and it's Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Daniel Hemric, and Noah Gregson, along with Joey Logano, the top 15. Denny Hamlin back to 16th. Tyler Reddick, 17th. Martin Truex Jr., 18th. Chase Briscoe and Ross Chastain make up the top 20.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR Trax. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at nascar.com/fanrewards.
Michael McDowell continues to show the way. He's just led his 25th of 27 laps here so far in the opening part of the Yellowwood 500 from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I've had my share of life's ups and downs, but fate's been kind, the downs have been few. I guess you could say that I've been lucky. And I guess you could say it's all because of you. If anyone should ever write my life story, for whatever reason there might be, you'd be there between each line of pain and glory. 'Cause you're the best thing.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.
You're the best thing that ever happened.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
The green flag, McDowell leading over Todd Gilliland, Justin Haley, Austin Cindric, and Kyle Busch. The rest of the top 10 at the moment, and it will change, Chris Buescher, Alex Bowman, Ryan Blaney, Ryan Preece, and Daniel Hemric.
So, Dylan Welch, what about Sunoco Fuel here? With 30 laps to go here in the opening stage, and the drivers came to pit lane back on lap number 14. Is everybody confident they can make it to the end of the stage?
Well, there were some drivers that were confident, or teams that were confident before we went back green. Now maybe they're not so sure. Kyle Busch is one of those. You guys talked about his charge through the field. They were good on fuel to make it to the end at the start of this run, but Randall Burnett came on the radio, the crew chief, a few laps ago and said, we're a lap short. Kyle responded and said, what happened? I thought we were good. Randall said, well, we were good until we drove through the field and passed all those cars. So that's the flip side of the coin. If you have a car that can drive through the field, you're not saving fuel. So that's the case for Kyle. He was in the lead of the middle lane. He has since dropped to third in line in the bottom lane just to try to save a little fuel if he can, to try to make sure they make it to the end of this stage.
And it's not very obvious from the naked eye, but the lead car is the one burning the most fuel. They have to run the most throttle because they're pushing the hole in the air. The second car in line gets a little bit of a help from that. The third car in line gets a little bit more help. By the time you get to the fourth car in line, then you're at a position where you're really able to save the most amount of fuel. So positioning yourself in a line can affect whether you can make it to the end of the stage or not.
Right now they have backed themselves up about 5 miles an hour. The quick lap so far has been up around 191. Last lap led by Michael McDowell, 187 and change.
Drafting is an interesting phenomenon, is it not? And if memory serves, it was Junior Johnson at Daytona years and years ago, decades ago, figured out in an inferior car to everybody else with a smaller engine that if he got behind somebody, he could go actually faster than what his car was capable of doing. And another thing that just sort of kind of boggles the mind, Jeff, is in the middle of the pack here, they're running almost 200 miles an hour, and the drivers in the middle of pack are doing two things. They're tapping the brakes, and they're not on the accelerator as hard as the cars in front of them. It just is something that's an interesting phenomenon.
You know, and Mike Bagley, help us paint the picture to the listener as they make their way up in the banking. And you can obviously see that clearly. 11 rows deep of three wide racing, and it's been that way since we put them under the green flag.
I can't imagine, Jeff, sitting in the middle of that. If you're in that middle lane, if you're about maybe fifth, sixth row back, you're trying to save fuel. You've got drivers to the left, drivers to the right. You're half throttle, you're tapping the brake, and you're hoping that everybody is on the same agenda you're on. It is some of the most intense racing with all these different strategies and approaches going on right now, and also trying to stay out of trouble. That plate is full for all these drivers.
If I'm on top of the box and seeing that my driver is tapping the brake, I'm going to tell him to start lifting off the gas more, because when you lift off the gas, you save fuel. When you tap on a brake, you use up fuel. So definitely one of those situations you have to manage when you're sitting here in those situations. We'll see where it goes. It's going to be a few more laps before anybody can feel good about getting to the stage end.
Saving fuel or not, they exit turn two. Michael McDowell up front, Mike Bagley. They're stacked three wide from there on back.
And here's where Justin Haley enters the fray for Spire Motorsports. He'll lead the outside. Matter of fact, he's going to ease up alongside McDowell for the lead.
For a few times there, a few laps, Justin Haley actually beat the field into turn three, but he loses the advantage in the center of the corner. That's where Michael McDowell is so strong, right on that bottom lane. He retakes the lead off the exit of four.
And Dave Moody, you've been watching it all unfold outside of turn number two. And again, this is absolutely magic at 190 miles an hour. Watching these drivers go at it here this afternoon at Talladega.
There's nothing else like it anywhere in the world of motorsports, really anywhere in the world of NASCAR. Yes, we race this same rule package on similar tracks in Daytona and now Atlanta, but there's just nothing like three wide at Talladega.
And they're sneaking four wide towards the tail end of the pack. You've got a couple of drivers just trying to make their way to the front as they settle down up the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. Up top, you got Justin Haley, Alex Bowman, and Daniel Hemric, and Denny Hamlin now is in the mix.
Austin Cindric making noise from that middle groove. He'll take the lead away from Justin Haley, and just like that, Michael McDowell takes the lead away from Austin Cindric. All of that happens in between turn three and turn four.
And here they come again through the tri-oval and three wide for the race lead, led by inches, Michael McDowell. We are now 24 laps away from the end of stage number one. A quick look at the top 10 shows McDowell out front by a matter of inches as they continue three wide. Justin Haley has come to second. Austin Cindric, Todd Gilliland, Alex Bowman top five, Chris Buescher, Kyle Busch, Daniel Hemric, Ryan Blaney, and Ryan Preece, top 10 in the Yellowwood 500 here at Talladega.
As we continue to work under the green flag, we want to welcome to the broadcast five-star hero. Here's the story from Rome, Georgia. Mr. Marshall Plants is going to be our guest here. Back in 1968, then 18 years old, he and his sister at the point was 11 years old, driving their car to school and involved in a horrific car accident. The car burst into flames. Mr. Plants was able to some way, somehow, while burning, get out of the car, but knew his sister was still trapped in the car. He went in, tried to grab hold of her and exit her from the burning car and all the wreckage. Problem was, is she was pinned underneath the dashboard of the car. A couple of bystanders came along and got Mr. Plants out of the way. If it wasn't for Marshall Plants telling the bystanders that his sister was still trapped in the burning car, no one would have known it. So those two bystanders went and grabbed her. So it's our privilege to welcome five-star hero Marshall Plants here to the MRN broadcast booth. Mr. Plants, what did it mean to hear that your sister nominated you for the five-star hero award?
I wasn't too surprised that she nominated me. She's all the time telling people that this is my brother, he's my hero. So I didn't know anything about the contest, and so all of a sudden, the first thing I know is they call me and tell me that I won.
It is remarkable, and you are truly a hero. You were suffering severe burns and injuries yourself, dealing with things like that. What type of message do you have for people that need to overcome personal setbacks?
Well, I think God gives us the strength to do what we have to do. And, you know, I don't think of myself as something special. I think of myself as an ordinary guy, just like you, but one day I was put in an extraordinary situation, and I simply did what I had to do.
What a story. What a hero. Now, I also understand that you were awarded $10,000 for a charity. What was the charity, and what was the reason for picking it?
Well, we selected Samaritan's Purse, and several years ago, there was a tornado that came through the little town of Jacksonville, Alabama, where there's a major university. In fact, my sister and I and our brother all went to school at that university. And I have some friends that live there. I went over to visit our friends to see if they had any tornado damage, and they did. And in the parking lot of a church there in Jacksonville was a big tractor-trailer truck with Samaritan's Purse written on the side. And they had been in town for several weeks helping residents clean up and fix up after they had tornado damage. And I thought, well, what a great thing that is. And then, of all ironies, here we are with this big hurricane that went through, and Samaritan's Purse is very instrumental in helping out the residents of Western North Carolina. So I'm so glad that some of those folks are going to get some help too.
You're a hero in more ways than one, sir. But I also understand you're not just a race fan. You're somebody who's a Talladega fan. Been coming to Talladega, what, 20 some odd years? What's a memory that stands out to you about racing here at Talladega?
Well, I've seen a lot of those odd winners, you know, those one-time guys that won, people like Lenny Pond and some of those. And of those, I think the most impressive one, I was sitting in the grandstands in about the middle of the tri-oval, and on the last lap, Darrell Waldrop was leading, and Terry Labonte was second, and somebody named Ron Bouchard was third in number 47. Well, they came by in that order, and before they got to the start-finish line down here, Bouchard had pulled to the left on the inside past both Labonte and Waldrop, and he ended up winning that race by just mere inches. It was such an impressive win.
The yellow and white Buick that he was driving that day, it was a fantastic drive. Mr. Marshall Plants, thank you so very much. Thank you for being a five-star hero, and thanks for being our guest here at Talladega.
Well, I'm very honored and humbled that Yellowwood would select me for this privileged award, and I want to thank them for what all they did.
Enjoy the rest of your day here in the Yellowwood 500.
Thank you.
That is Marshall Plants, the five-star hero from Yellowwood.
In a word, insanity here at the Talladega Super Speedway. They are four wide, six rows deep. This is absolutely incredible racing across the line, led by inches. Alex Bowman, they are four wide, headed to one.
When you began the interview, Alex Bowman was back around 16th, 18th place. Now he's battling as part of a four wide battle for the lead, along with Kyle Larson.
Now it's three wide for the lead, but it's four wide behind them. And here comes the four wide lane led by Daniel Hemric. Bowman on the bottom, then Larson, then Chastain. Hemric now from the outside to the lead.
I don't understand how they're doing this lap after lap after lap. The near misses have been many. Right now it is Bowman with maybe a nose out in front. Four wide for the top spot. Throw in Kyle Larson, Ross Chastain, and the 31 car of Daniel Hemric.
The sunshine in Alabama dances off the paint schemes. Three, four wide, continues. Four, now five, rows deep, headed to turn one.
We've described four wide at Talladega as only in an emergency. This is no emergency. This is just the height of competitiveness. Four wide, six, eight rows deep to the back straightaway.
And the cars have been dancing around. They've been leaning on each other, and they've been keeping it in a straight line. Hemric at the top. One lane down is Chastain. The next lane down is Larson. And the lane on the bottom is led by Alex Bowman.
This is why they are referred to as some of the best drivers in the world. They are putting on an amazing display. Again, it is Bowman down that low line. You can say he's got the lead, but not really. There's Larson. There's Chastain. There's Hemric.
They are on their feet here at the Talladega Super Speedway, and why not? I don't believe anybody has ever witnessed something like we are watching right now. Four wide for the lead, and they're back in one.
I've been coming here for more than three decades. Never seen anything remotely like this. Three wide for the moment for the lead, but Alex Bowman is trying to fill the hole on the inside. He'll do it. Four wide again at the front.
Here comes Bowman again, charging hard down at the bottom of the racetrack. Again, stacked up four wide for the lead, about seven rows deep. Behind Bowman on the bottom. That's where Justin Haley slides in. Michael McDowell, Todd Gilliland, and Joey Logano, all these downstairs.
Who is going to blink first? That's the question. Now Chastain gets to separate himself from the rest of the field. Bowman now duking it out with second with Kyle Larson, Justin Haley, and Austin Cindric also part of that mix.
Further back, 11 drivers have bailed out of this. They want nothing to do with it. If you're in the meat and in the willy wags here, Dave, sometimes you just don't have a choice but to be in it.
Yeah, those 11 drivers at the back have gone to the bomb shelter right now, just waiting for the explosions to begin. At the front, a rare moment of, well, semi-calm, Ross Chastain alone with the lead.
Ross Chastain has broken free from the muck and the mire, so he will lead the middle lane, that is the second lane from the bottom. He's got Kyle Larson right behind him. Larson will emerge four wide from third on back as they race to three.
That's where you'll find Daniel Hemric, Austin Cindric, Alex Bowman, and now Ty Gibbs. Looks like Kyle Larson is trying to mount an attack on the leader, Ross Chastain, not having much luck at all as the field exits turn four.
The pack of 23 separated by a half a second as we work lap number 46. We have 14 to go at the front of the field at the moment is Ross Chastain.
Yellowwood knows that a five-star backyard is the place to make lasting memories. Like roasting marshmallows on a cool fall night. That's it. Turn it nice and slow. Get it toasted all... Oh, no, it's on fire. Oh, you want it on fire. Okay, that's a choice, I guess. Crunchy. For five-star backyards and the most memorable experiences, Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine. If it doesn't have that yellow tag, you don't want it.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
It looks like a video game. It sounds like thunder. They continue to run four ride at the front of the field now with 12 laps remaining in stage number one. Chastain still shown as the race leader from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSE & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
Talladega Super Speedway, it just doesn't look real. Last time by, Alex, at the front of the field, the top 24 cars, four wide, six rows deep.
The grandstands here at Talladega Super Speedway are a mile in length, and that's why so many people come to Talladega. The infield is sold out, watching these unbelievable NASCAR Cup Series drivers do three and now four wide, lap after lap after lap. And Todd Gordon, all you can do is smile and enjoy this show.
Yeah, it's a spectacular show, and they're putting on a heck of a piece here. You're stuck. The lanes are kind of where they're at, and if you're third row back, you're kind of stuck in the position there, waiting to see when we get to the point where the crew chiefs and the engineers say, we've saved enough, let's push our lane forward. It'd be interesting to see if one of these lanes gets that key first and pushes itself out in front.
And Dave Moody, the Hall of Fame broadcaster with the Motor Racing Network, Barney Hall, years and years and years ago said they don't race them at Talladega like anywhere else in the world. It worked then, it works today.
I don't think he ever saw anything like this either. I think he was talking, Mike Bagley, I think he was talking three wide, nothing like this.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no doubt about that. We have far exceeded that boundary, Dan Hubbard, although there is a thinning of the herd now up front.
Finally starting to bust up at the front. You have Ross Chastain as your leader. Ty Gibbs now slots into that second spot with Kyle Larson in third, single file.
Steve Post, as you hear Dan and Mike describe this draft beginning to bust up, is that a good thing or a bad thing for some of these teams?
Well, I think Todd Gordon actually hit it on the head as far as fuel mileage goes. And when they were running three and four wide, Kyle Larson cued the radio. It was a Chevy Alex Bowman alongside, a Chevy Ross Chastain alongside. Kyle talked about, now tell these guys, let's control these lines. Let's control these lines. That sounds like fuel savings. Sounds like maybe that age, or that era of this race has ended, as now they're starting to mix it up and somebody's starting to step out. That one is Ross Chastain.
Eight laps to go. It's Chastain, Gibbs, Larson running third, Cindric fourth, and Alex Bowman fifth. Daniel Hemric, Chris Buescher, Justin Haley, Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, top 10, three wide off of turn number four and back to the tri-oval.
Three Chevrolets control all three of the front of each of these lines. Alex Bowman downstairs, Kyle Larson in the middle, Ross Chastain topside. The Toyota of Ty Gibbs begins to shove Chastain.
Gibbs wants a little piece of the action. He is in that third wide outside line as the four wide stuff has taken a bit of a hiatus, at least for the moment. Still, though, at the front of the pack, it's Ross Chastain.
He's trying to block them all. He started at the middle. Now he's going to go to the top, and he'll stay there up the back straightaway. Now he's got about a car length over the rest of the middle and the bottom lanes. But here comes Larson with a show from Austin Cindric in the middle.
Kyle Larson is in that middle groove, thought about going down to the bottom lane, but Alex Bowman was there, and now suddenly they are three wide for the top spot. Bowman down low, Chastain up high with Kyle Larson, the man in the middle.
All right, Todd, we are down to seven to go here at the line. Is it time to burn whatever fuel we have left in the tank?
Yes, and I think that's why we've seen it back down to three wide, and we're seeing these guys be more aggressive on the pushes. Austin Cindric pushing Kyle Larson forward.
They work their way to turn number one.
Ross Chastain still at the front of the pack. Now Ty Gibbs is going to jump off his back bumper, slide down to the middle of the lane. He will make a challenge for the lead as they hit the back.
Ty Gibbs wanted to go all the way to the bottom to try to block the advance of Alex Bowman, who now leads that inside line, but he'll stay in the middle. On the bottom, you've got Bowman. You've also got the car of Justin Haley, Michael McDowell, Todd Gilliland, Joey Logano, and Chase Elliott.
Ty Gibbs fades just a little bit in a four-way battle for that second spot as now Ross Chastain opens up some room between himself and Alex Bowman. Put it at about a car length and a half. Here comes Kyle Larson in that middle groove.
Denny Hamlin trying to do it the hard way all by himself. He is formed a fourth lane all the way up against the outside safer barrier. That will not work. He's going backwards. Chastain at the front of the field.
Hamlin screaming for help, but getting none. He has dropped back now. He'll find some room down in that third wide line, back around 12th to 14th place. Head of the pack. It continues to be the Melon Man, Ross Chastain.
With Chevrolets at the controls, the Chevrolet of Ross Chastain. You've got the Chevys of Alex Bowman and Kyle Larson side by side for second behind him. Three wide further back as everybody now begins to elbow their way for real estate off the end of the backstretch.
Chastain going where he has to go if he has to throw on a block. Right now he's kind of halfway between the middle groove and the low lane. He's threatening to block Alex Bowman, and he does off turn four. Bowman in second. Kyle Larson and Justin Haley side by side for third.
For the moment, that inside lane is beginning to get the momentum. They've gotten three cars now to break away single file. It's Ross Chastain, Alex Bowman, and Justin Haley.
Ross Chastain with more blocks than Legoland right now, trying to hang on to the lead. For the moment, he can settle down on the inside. Down on the double yellow line, he's got no challengers to the right elbow.
Three-car breakaway, now a four-car breakaway in the middle lane as the middle, or I'm sorry, the bottom lane, as the middle lane and the outside lines fade for just a moment. It's Chastain, it's Bowman, and Haley, the first three on the bottom of the racetrack.
It is a little bumpy there through the entrance of turn three and the exit of turn four. Ross Chastain managing those bumps very, very well. Still holding on to the top spot. Bowman by himself for second. It's still Haley, Larson, Michael McDowell, and now Austin Cindric round out the top five.
And we have valuable stage points up for grabs here in just four more laps. Three wide for the lead. Kyle Larson, Ross Chastain, and Alex Bowman. Bowman.
Young Money trying to make his run for the front. He is in the three wide outside lane. He's lost momentum. Drafting help nowhere to be found for the moment. Here comes Denny Hamlin to the rescue, but Larson is back outside the top 10.
We were four wide. We were three wide. Now it's starting to settle down to two wide with that Larson lane all the way on the outside fading and in mid-pack. Chastain leads at the middle, but here comes Bowman downstairs with a full head of steam.
Austin Cindric and his Ford trying to bust up the Chevy trio up at the front. It is Chastain, it is Bowman, then Cindric side by side with Justin Haley. That's the fight for the third spot. They're two by two by two in the top 10.
Coming down to the line, three laps to go this time by in stage number one. Ross Chastain, our latest winner on tour from Kansas. He's at the front of the field. He's got Alex Bowman downstairs, and he's got drafting help from behind from Austin Cindric.
He knows the move is coming. He's just not sure which lane it'll be. It's the low line. He drifted up, trying to throw a block on Austin Cindric. He was successful there, but Alex Bowman fills the hole.
And here comes the third wide line again. This time it's led by Ricky Stenhouse Jr., his green and white Chevrolet powering to lead around the outside of everybody. He'll do it with dragging help from Larson, Buescher, and Ty Gibbs.
Stenhouse had the lead momentarily. Now Ross Chastain in that middle groove takes it back. He's got Alex Bowman to his left elbow. Austin Cindric right behind the leader. It is a fast jagger of cars up at the front.
Stage points only pay the top 10 playoff drivers outside of the top 10 right now, including Byron, Logano, Bell, Elliott, Hamlin, and Briscoe. But they're right there in the middle of it all as they head back to one.
Dinner bell's about to ring as they all make another run at Ross Chastain. This time the outside lane has got some momentum. Chastain trying to fight back in the middle line as they come off turn number two.
Now you've got points that's dangling there at the end of the stick for these drivers. We were four wide about half that stage. Now you got points hanging in the balance. Who's going to get them? They're all trying to in double and three wide formation.
Ross Chastain getting a heck of a push from the Ford of Austin Cindric. That means Chastain gets a little bit of a benefit. Here comes Cindric now. He'll go to the bottom trying to get to the inside of Chastain. Nothing doing as they exit off turn four.
Ross Chastain drifted high, blocked that lane, comes back to the bottom. There's no more blocking for Chastain. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. on the outside lane. He's got drafting help from Kyle Larson and Chris Buescher. They'll go to the front of the field as we begin the final lap of stage one.
Ricky Stenhouse winds it up tight in the outside lane. Larson will follow him around the outside of Chastain. He goes to second. Ross Chastain now side by side for third for Chris Buescher.
Two-car breakaway in Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Kyle Larson. They're going to ease their way to the bottom of the back straightaway. They'll throw the block on Larson. That will lead Chris Buescher to lead the lane in the middle.
Field pours into turn three. It is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. showing the way. Kyle Larson right behind him and an aggressive push from Ross Chastain. Larson holds on to second with Austin Cindric to his right elbow. Make that Chris Buescher. Chris Buescher now chasing down the leader.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. may be out front by too much. Here comes a pack and they're going to run him down. Chris Buescher to the lead. Here comes William Byron to the outside. The green and white checkered flag is in the air. And Chris Buescher across the line in position number one. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. just got out front by too much off four. And he will finish runner-up to Buescher in stage one. William Byron third. Kyle Larson fourth. Christopher Bell fifth. Tyler Reddick sixth. Ross Chastain was seventh. Eighth went to Chase Briscoe, ninth to Austin Cindric, and Ryan Blaney was 10th.
And that look at the top 10 and who scored points in this stage is presented by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Pit lane will open up soon. You will not miss pit stops from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Back at Talladega Super Speedway, pit lane remains closed. The beneficiary of the free pass on this caution is Daniel Suarez after the spin early on. We'll check that here in just a moment to make that official with NASCAR. We can't tell you the Xfinity fastest lap of the race has been run by Chris Buescher. He turned a lap at 193.748 miles per hour. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because you only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Stage win number 3 for Buescher across the line. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. followed him, then William Byron, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, Ross Chastain, Chase Briscoe, Austin Cindric, and Ryan Blaney. Those were the drivers that earned the stage points. Some of the playoff drivers just outside and missing out. Alex Bowman, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, so we're going to get a correction. What NASCAR's called, the free pass was going to go to Anthony Alfredo, but the problem is Alfredo came to pit road within 2 laps of the end of the stage when the pits were closed. Therefore, since he was the one scheduled to get it, no one gets the free pass, so Alfredo will stay 1 lap down, and Daniel Suarez will remain 2 laps down.
So we'll see pit road open up here shortly. Stage 1 done. Todd, how do you sum it up?
Yeah, it's what Talladega is. 4 wide racing, 5 rows deep, got 20 cars stacked up there, looking like a World of Outlaws parade lap, but we're racing that way. Really, really exciting movement here. You saw some guys come from the back. Chase Briscoe scored stage points, started 36. Christopher Bell had a penalty, had to start tail end, scored stage points. Guys are moving their way through it. We're seeing how how creative they can be on their fuel strategies. And really, once the crew chiefs let them go, what a spectacular race we had at the last 10 laps.
Stories get told by virtue of looking and figuring out what drivers do. Since the restart we had back on lap number 15, Kyle Larson, William Byron, and Alex Bowman were the biggest gainers by position. Oh, by the way, they're all teammates. They got together and basically bullied their way to the front of the field.
And now pit road is open. Dylan Welch, here comes everybody headed your way.
William Byron finished third in that stage. The crew came on the radio and said, boy, that was some good driving right there. He did a good job. Just said that he's not loose, but that the rear tires are sliding the hotter he gets. 4 tires and fuel for Byron. 4 tires and fuel for Alex Bowman, who tried to control the entire bottom lane that whole stage and ended up not getting points. Ryan Blaney said, I'm lacking grip, but not much you can do for me. 4 tires for him, Steve.
Kyle Larson is in. Going to be 4 tires. Sunoco Racing fuel. Cliff Daniels said, wait on the fuel. We need to make sure it's all full. Tyler Reddick is in. Next pit box ahead of him. Larson just jumped out of pit road and had to stop again. They weren't full of fuel, so they're going to lose time. William Byron wins the race off pit road. There goes Chris Buescher, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Just going.
More Tires, Sunoco Fuel, name of the game, middle section of pit road, and those common words that we've heard during this pit stop. We're going to wait on fuel. Same thing for Denny Hamlin, one of the last to leave here on this end. Ty Gibbs, BJ McLeod, also Josh Berry, Christopher Bell, who had a good run in that stage. Four Tires, Sunoco Fuel, and the same thing for Ross Chastain. Just about ran it dry, but he said he had fun out there in that four wide.
Steve Post just gave you the top five off the pit lane. We'll repeat it for you in case you missed it. It was William Byron, Chris Buescher, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Top five off the pit lane presented by National Debt Relief. If you're dealing with credit card debt, payday loans, or other unsecured debts, we're here to help. Choose National Debt Relief and become debt-free in 12 to 48 months.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fanrewards.
Upon further review, NASCAR now has said that Daniel Suarez will indeed get a free pass lap. So Suarez will get one of his two laps back, and Daniel Suarez and Anthony Alfredo are the only two cars now one lap down. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
We welcome you back to Talladega Super Speedway. Stage number one is in the books. It was won by Chris Buescher. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was second. Then seven of the top 10 to earn points in the opening stage, Jeff, were all playoff drivers, but Byron was the highest of those finishers in the number three spot.
Right now, when you take a look at the cut line, Denny Hamlin is above it, plus five. Outside, Chase Briscoe down five, Alex Bowman down seven, Austin Cindric is down 14, and Daniel Suarez right now with work to do, he is down 28. But Denny Hamlin right now five above the cut line.
As the field comes back off of the turn four and back to the tri-oval, a lot of cars peel off the racetrack to come down to top off. So as they come by the line, we'll give you a look at where your favorite driver is running as they cycle back through. Justin Haley is being scored the race leader. Daniel Hemric will be second. Actually, Haley's on the pit lane. So why don't we wait for this to completely cycle around? Because about half the field, Jeff, has come to pit road.
Right now, Chris Buescher will cycle back to the lead. Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Chase Briscoe, top five. Ryan Blaney and his teammate Austin Cindric go 6-7. Ty Gibbs, 8th. Joey Logano, 9th. And Ryan Preece right now is 10th.
Michael McDowell now being scored 11th. Corey LaJoie is 12th and William Byron 13th. Harrison Burton is 14th and John Hunter Nemechek is 15th. Cody Ware 16th. Josh Berry 17th. Ross Chastain is 18th. Denny Hamlin 19th and Noah Gregson 20th.
Shane Van Gisbergen right right now 21st in front of Chase Elliott. Eric Jones, 23rd in front of Bubba Wallace. Kyle Busch, 25th. Justin Haley, 26th. Daniel Hemric, Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman, Brad Keselowski make up your top 30.
Carson Hocevar is 31st. Martin Truex Jr., 32nd. Todd Gilliland, 33rd. Austin Dillon, 34th. And Zane Smith is 35th. A.J. Allmendinger is 36th. 37th, B.J. McLeod. 38th, J.J. Yaley. 39th is Anthony Alfredo. And 40th is Daniel Suarez.
And you were right, Alex Hayden. A number of drivers that we just mentioned at the tail end of the field electing to come back down pit road and make sure there's enough Sunoco fuel on board. As we get ready to go back under the green flag, it will begin stage two, 54 laps in all. As we get set for a Geico restart presented by Geico, is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
And once again, for this Geico restart, half of the field will be completely single file because they did not get the opportunity to choose what lane they want to restart in because they came to pit lane. So it looks like, what, about nine rows or so of cars double wide after that. They're single file all the way through.
Stage one was insane. What does stage two have in store? Let's find out. Green flag goes back in the air on lap number 66. Up front, they're side by side as they head to one.
Here they come into the banking of turn number one. That's Chris Buescher on the bottom of the racetrack. He leads by about a nose, maybe a fender now as he's got some drafting help behind him. The challenge on the outside comes from Tyler Reddick.
Tyler Reddick now with drafting help from Ricky Stenhouse Jr. They are in the middle of the back straightaway in the middle lane while Buescher leads the lane down low. Jockeying back and forth for the lead. Now it's Buescher that'll get a fender out in front.
The field pours into turns three and four. It is Chris Buescher showing the way, but just narrowly so over Tyler Reddick. Behind Chris Buescher, you've got the car of Christopher Bell. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. also part of the mix. Two by two for the entire field.
Working stage number two with the caution laps. It's going to be a touch shorter in length. We're down to 53 to go in the stage. Up front, the Ford Mustang Dark Horse of Chris Buescher, the Toyota Camry XSC of Tyler Reddick.
Literally inches apart. Third lane is beginning to materialize. That's back around 16th or 18th place, led by Josh Berry. For the moment, they continue nose to nose for the lead.
And Josh Berry continues to pick up more assistance now. Ryan Preece is going to jump up in front of him. Now this three wide line is about to crack the top 10. Here they come up the back straightaway. Up front, it's Buescher and Reddick. Now the three-wide lane has arrived on the scene.
Austin Cindric went upstairs, got in front of Joey Logano. That's that third lane. They're challenging for that third spot. Meanwhile, it is still Chris Buescher down on the bottom lane, leading with Christopher Bell and Ryan Blaney.
Here we go again. It's Talladega, and it's three-wide from the front of the pack all the way back through the backside of the pack, led by Buescher, Bell. Then you get back to Ryan Blaney. To his outside, Tyler Reddick.
Chris Buescher and Christopher Bell running single file at the bottom of the racetrack. Blaney now is third. He also on the bottom of the racetrack. The battle for fourth. Ty Gibbs slides up to the middle to try and fend off Austin Cindric.
And right now, here comes an aggressive move from the bottom. Joey Logano goes from the bottom all the way to the outside line. Christopher Bell does the same. Buescher does the same. Make that Ryan Blaney the first to make the aggressive moves.
Because Buescher went to the top side and blocked Bell, he's able to hang on to the lead. But here comes Michael McDowell in a very, very familiar place, that lower line. He challenges Ty Gibbs for the fourth position.
McDowell's trying to get back to a familiar spot as well, and that is leading laps. He's led the most here so far today, a total of 36. He's now to a three-wide battle for the number five spot as they all funnel off to one.
Michael McDowell gassing it up, trying to make his way back to the front of the pack. He's got a little more work to do. Slides through on the bottom. He'll take possession of fourth place. Now he goes after Blaney for third. Now he's going to go after Christopher Bell for second.
Michael McDowell starts at the bottom. He'll slide across the nose of Ty Gibbs in the middle. So now it's Michael McDowell leading the middle lane, and that leaves the inside line to be led by Corey LaJoie with John Hunter Nemechek downstairs.
An impressive charge by Michael McDowell. He's doing this all by himself, side by side with Ryan Blaney. That's for the third spot. He goes to the middle ground, does Michael McDowell. Now that bottom lane is being challenged by Corey LaJoie.
Corey LaJoie leading that inside line back to the tri-oval. McDowell leading the middle lane and Chris Buescher leading the outside lane. McDowell closing in. He's got third. He's looking for second. He's looking for more.
Dials up that middle lane as he challenges now Ryan Blaney for the number three position. They run inches apart through turn number two. Still leading is Chris Buescher.
Chris Buescher leading the outside line. At a two. Up against the outside. To advance, Ryan Blaney breaking three compliments from a shove from Austin Cindric.
Now Michael McDowell phased just a little bit, got up against Austin Cindric for that fourth spot. Now he gets drafting help from Ty Gibbs. McDowell shining through turns three and four. Again, draws up alongside Christopher Bell. That's the fight for second.
Michael McDowell is doing a masterful job of side drafting, not necessarily all by himself. He does have cars lined up behind him, but he's able to side draft and gain a car length, sometimes two, on the competition behind him as he's in the middle lane.
Alex, you're exactly right. It seems like Michael McDowell and that Loves Travel stops Ford. He can do things by himself that nobody else can do without drafting help.
He's got that Ford Mustang wound tight coming out of two. Again, he's leading the middle lane and he's up into a side-by-side battle for fourth. He's racing alongside Austin Cindric. Now he'll inch up alongside Ryan Blaney. Michael McDowell trying to bring that center lane to life.
All this trying to chase down the top three. Chris Buescher, Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney. They are rim riding around turns three and four. Then you've got McDowell in that fourth spot with Corey LaJoie still leading that lower side lane.
48 laps to go in stage number two. It continues to be Buescher out front being chased by Christopher Bell and Ryan Blaney.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's carbon fiber mountain bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
New race leader up in the banking of turn number two. Michael McDowell back out front. Working to his outside, though, is Chris Buescher as Christopher Bell runs in position number three. Lap 73, 47 to go in stage number two. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Rick Ware Racing and Corey LaJoie leading here at the Talladega Super Speedway. Welcome back, Motor Racing Network, with live coverage of the Yellowwood 500 Talladega Super Speedway. And Alex, that was lead change number 20.
Yeah, it has been phenomenal racing. And those are just the official lead changes at the start-finish line, as LaJoie has the field at bay now with John Hunter Nemechek. Chris Buescher goes third. And then you've got Cody Ware, part of Rick Ware Racing. He is fourth. Christopher Bell currently fifth. Michael McDowell sixth. Denny Hamlin seventh. Ryan Blaney eighth. Ty Gibbs ninth. And Eric Jones tenth. But they may be 1 through 10, Jeff, but they're only separated by just a few feet.
Yeah, take a look at the pack. Here they come again, back to the trioval. Three wide, front to back. Just insane racing. Cody Ware now in the middle. Two is outside. Chris Buescher, John Hunter Nemechek way down low.
There's a little communicating going on between the Rick Ware Racing teammates. Corey LaJoie just did a little shuck and jive in turn three to get away, to get people off his back bumper and open up a lane for his teammate, Cody Ware.
And right now they are leading the middle lane of the racetrack. They've abandoned the lane down low, which was starting to percolate there as Corey led that. He had John Hunter behind him. Denny Hamlin was down there. Eric Jones and five other drivers down low.
Now Corey LaJoie feels a little bit of a challenge from Chris Buescher to his right elbow, and Buescher and Christopher Bell go way up high trying to handle that middle lane. But for the moment, Corey LaJoie hangs on to the lead.
Right in the middle of the racetrack is LaJoie. He's got him lined up on his back bumper. Outside lane continues to be pulled along by Chris Buescher. They have fallen back now to a side-by-side battle for the number two spot.
Buescher trying to regroup and make his way forward, although there's not much more forward to make. He is indeed side-by-side with Cody Ware for the number two position. The advantage goes to Ware, at least for now, as they make their way to the back stretch.
The three-wide line has faded to outside of the top 20. They are not a factor as of this moment. It's all double wide formation in the middle lane led by Corey LaJoie, and Chris Buescher leads the lane topside. Right now Buescher fades to fourth.
Michael McDowell now goes topside. He left that middle lane, goes around Cody Ware for that second spot. Corey LaJoie throws on the block, goes way outside to the wall through turns three and four, puts the block on McDowell and hangs on to the top spot.
And Alex Hayden, how about just last lap? Rick Ware Racing running 1-2. Corey LaJoie running there. He's running at the front of the pack right now. They're not running 1-2, but what a day it is for Rick Ware Racing, at least at the moment.
Yeah, it is, and the draft has always been known as the great equalizer, meaning that if your car is basically put together, you have a shot of running at the front of the field, and that's just draft racing in general, Todd Gordon. You're going to be at the front of the field some. You're going to be in the middle of the pack. You're going to be at the back and forth.
Yeah, it definitely is, and Corey LaJoie has done a great job at Speedway Racing. He did that with Spire for multiple races, and he's done that here as well. And the 15 car of Cody Ware coming forward as well, maybe using a little more fuel to get there, but putting themselves in position to be in a great spot when we get to the green flag pit cycles.
And as we talk about them, they're overhauled by Michael McDowell, who is back at the front of the field. Chris Buescher running second. Then comes Cody Ware. But again, a big day for that team. Early, about what, midway through this event?
Yeah, it really is. And to Todd's point, you got to put yourself in position for what is coming up next. And that would be the potential for a green flag pit stop. Todd, we've been watching Michael McDowell. As Jeff just said, he's now reassumed the top spot. Michael McDowell's been using the side draft, doing a lot of that stuff on his own. Try to articulate what exactly the side draft is and what it does.
He's done this really well, and especially when the top lane was the one dominating. And he was in the second lane with nobody below him, he'd actually use the pace of rolling down the hill of the banking and shorting the radius of the corners to get a little bit of speed. Then when he came back off the corners, he'd go up, and really side drafting isn't getting an advantage for you. It's putting the car beside you at a disadvantage. You're stacking air up on it. You're coming up and you're pushing air over on the spoiler and adding drag to that car, slowing the line down that you're trying to race against.
How about this? From second to the back of the pack for Cody Ware, we're talking about him. He got shuffled out of the draft, and that's just how quickly things can change. One driver that I think we want to keep an eye on today is Kyle Busch. He has started each restart at the tail end of the field, and Alex, it does not take him long. He climbs the leaderboard, and he's right inside the top 10.
Yeah, he absolutely is. And Dylan Welch, it's worth going back and revisiting some of the things Kyle Busch said on the radio during the pace laps and his mood for today's race.
Absolutely, and I think there was that quiet confidence that when we talked to Kyle, even pre-race, he knew that there was that's probably going to be an opportunity for them to have success today. So they did something a little different at the end of this stage. They came in and topped off a lap earlier than some of the other cars did, with kind of the hopes that initially that would give them some track position early in this stage. Obviously, things have kind of sorted themselves out now, but they still run in a decent spot right in the middle of the pack. But Kyle's got a good race car. He's been able to drive forward through the field, and just right now is doing exactly what he needs to do, saving fuel and just making sure they get to the end of this stage.
With 38 laps left in this stage, and again, they are three wide from the front of the field to the back at the moment. It's Michael McDowell that's out front.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Tracks app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Tracks today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at nascar.com/fanrewards.
37 laps to go in the stage. We've got a green flag pit stop taking place among about seven cars. Dylan Welch.
Cars in at the entry of pit road. Let's go down to pit exit. Not much deer at pit end, Steve.
Yeah, we got Michael McDowell, and this is seven Fords, it looks like. McDowell, it's going to be fuel. Fill these cars up. Michael McDowell is in. Noah Gregson is in. Chris Buescher is in. And Chase Briscoe is in, Jason Toy.
Yeah, this end, Josh Berry came in. Ryan Preece came in for Sunoco Fuel. They count down 1,002 to 1,004 and sent them away.
Field, the lead pack, that is, comes up off of turn number four. We'll take a look and see if anybody else pales off. They will not. They'll stay on the racetrack under the green flag. 36 to go here in stage two from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybeans.